Chapter 95. And further strength of foot is following close. Their troops are raw, the flower of England's force, that fought in Spain, America now holds. Sir Thomas Picton, seeing what is happening, orders Kempt's brigade forward. It volleys murderously Donzelot's columns of D'Erlon's corps, and repulses them. As they recede, Picton is beheld shouting an order to charge. Spirit of rumor, I catch a voice that cautions Picton now against his rashness. Hat the hell care I, is my cursed carcass worth a moment's mind? Come on, he answers. Onwardly he goes. His tall, stern, saturnine figure with its bronzed complexion is on near approach discerned heading the charge. As he advances to the slope between the crossroads and the sand pit, riding very conspicuously, he falls dead, a bullet in his forehead. His aide, assisted by a soldier, drags the body beneath a tree and hastens on. Kempt takes his command. Next, Marcognet is repulsed by Pack's brigade. D'Erlon's infantry and Travers' cuirassiers are charged by the Union Brigade of Scotch, 23 Greys, Royal Dragoons, and Enniskillens, and cut down everywhere, the brigade following them so furiously the Lord Uxbridge tries in vain to recall it. On its coming near the French, it is overwhelmed by Milhaud's cuirassiers, scarcely a fifth of the brigade returning. An aide enters to Napoleon from General Doman. Aide, the general, on a far reconnaissance, says, Sire, there is no room for longer doubt that those debouching on St. Lambert's Hill are Prussian files. Napoleon, then where is General Grouchy? Enter Colonel Marbot with a prisoner. A Prussian too. How comes he here? Marbot, Sire, my hussars have captured him near Lassen's, a subaltern of the Silesian horse. A note from Bülow to Lord Wellington, announcing that a Prussian corps is close, was found on him. He speaks our language, Sire. Napoleon, to prisoner, what force looms yonder on St. Lambert's Hill? Prisoner, General Count Bülow's van, Your Majesty. A thoughtful scowl crosses Napoleon's sallow face. Napoleon, where, then, did your main army lie last night? Prisoner, at Wavre. Napoleon, but clashed it with no Frenchmen there? Prisoner, with none. We deemed they had marched on Plancenoit. Napoleon, shortly, take him away. The prisoner is removed. Has Grouchy's whereabouts been sought, to apprise him of this Prussian trend? Sought, certainly, Sire. I sent a messenger. Napoleon, bitterly, a messenger. Had my poor Berthier been here, six would have unsufficed. Now then, seek nay, bid him to sling the valor of his braves fiercely on England ere Count Bülow come, and advertise the suckers on the hill as Grouchy's. Aside, this is my one battle chance, the allies have many such. To Soult, if Bülow nears, he cannot join in time to share the fight. And if he could, 'tis but a corps the more. This morning we had 90 chances ours, we have 80 still. If Grouchy but retrieve his fault of absence, conquest comes with Eve. The scene shifts. Scene 3, St. Lambert's Chapel Hill, a hill halfway between Wavre and the fields of Waterloo, 5 miles to the northeast of the scene preceding. The hill is wooded, with some open land around. To the left of the scene, towards Waterloo, is a valley. Dumb show, marching columns in Prussian uniforms. Coming from the direction of Wavre, debouch upon the hill from the road through the wood. They are the advance guard and 2 brigades of Bülow's corps that have been joined there by Blücher. The latter has just risen from the bed to which he has been confined since the Battle of Ligny, 2 days back. He still looks pale and shaken by the severe fall and trampling he endured near the end of the action. On the summit the troops halt, and a discussion between Blücher and his staff ensues. The cannonade in the direction of Waterloo is growing more and more violent. Blücher, after looking this way and that, decides to fall upon the French right at Plancenoit, as soon as he can get there, which will not be yet. Between this point, and that the ground descends steeply to the valley on the spectator's left, where there is a mud-bottomed stream, the Lassen. The slope ascends no less abruptly on the other side towards Plancenoit. It is across this defile alone that the Prussian army can proceed thither, a route of unusual difficulty for artillery, where, moreover, the enemy is suspected of having placed a strong outpost during the night to intercept such an approach. A figure goes forward, that of Major Falcon Hausen, who is sent to reconnoiter, and they wait a tedious time, the firing at Waterloo growing more tremendous. Falcon Hausen comes back with the welcome news that no outpost is there. There now remains only the difficulty of the defile itself, and the attempt is made. Blücher is descried riding hither and thither as the guns drag heavily down the slope into the muddy bottom of the valley. Here the wheels get stuck, and the men, already tired by marching since 5 in the morning, seem inclined to leave the guns where they are. But the thunder from Waterloo still goes on. Blücher exhorts his men by words and eager gestures, and they do at length get the guns across, though with much loss of time. The advance guard now reaches some thick trees called the Wood of Paris. It is followed by the Lassen and Hiller divisions of foot, and in due course by the remainder of the two brigades. Here they halt, and await the arrival of the main body of Bülow's corps, and the Third Corps under Thielemann. The scene shifts. Scene IV, the field of Waterloo. The English position, Wellington, on Copenhagen, is again under the elm tree behind La Haye Sainte. Both horse and rider are covered with mud splashes, but the weather having grown finer, the Duke has taken off his cloak. Uxbridge, Fitzroy Somerset, Clinton, Alton, Colville, Delancey, Kirby, Gordon, and other of his staff officers and aides are near him, there being also present Generals Muffling, Hugel, and Delava, also Tyler, Picton's aide. The roar of battle continues. Wellington, I am grieved at losing Picton, more than grieved. He was as grim a devil as ever lived, and roughish-mouthed withal. But never a man more stout in fight, more stoical in blame. Tyler, before he left for this campaign, he said, "When you shall hear of my death, mark my words, you'll hear of a bloody day." And, on my soul, 'tis true. Enter another aide-de-camp. Aide, Sir William Ponsonby, my lords, has fallen. His horse got mud stuck in a new plowed plot, lancers surrounded him, and bore him down, and 6 then ran him through. The occasion sprung mainly from the brigade's too reckless rush, sheer to the French front line. Wellington, gravely, also it comes. The Greys were bound, to pay 'tis always so full dearly for their dash so far afield. Valor unballasted but lands it straight on the enemy's shore. What has become of Hill? Aide, we have not seen him latterly, your grace. Wellington, by God, I hope I haven't lost him too. Bridgman, just come up, Lord Hill's bay charger, being shot dead, your grace, rolled over him in falling. He is bruised, but hopes to be in place again bedums. Wellington, praise fate for thinking better of that frown. It is now nearing 4 o'clock. La Haye Sainte is devastated by the second attack of Ney. The farm has been enveloped by Donzelet's division, its garrison, the King's German Legion, having fought till all ammunition was exhausted. The gates are forced open, and in the retreat of the late defenders to the main Allied line they are nearly all cut or shot down. Spirit of the pities, O farm of sad vicissitudes and strange! Farm of the holy hedge, yet full of change! Whence lit so sanct a name on thy now violate grange?
Wellington, to Muffling, resolutely, despite their fierce advantage here, I swear by every god, that war can call upon to hold our present place at any cost, until your force cooperate with our lines. To that I stand, although 'tis bruited now that Bülow's corps has only reached Ohain. I've sent Fremantle hence to seek them there, and give them inkling we shall need them soon.
Muffling, looking at his watch, I had hoped that Blücher would be here ere this.
The staff turned their glasses on the French position.
Uxbridge, what movement can it be they contemplate?
Wellington, a shock of cavalry on the hottest scale, it seems to me. To aid, bid them to reinforce the front line with some second line brigades. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.